Yeah, we back in session. Jerry is, Moore is not in today. We're going to start out with BOE number 60. Looks like a teleconference. I'll get rolling.
So is one of you looking at the list of how many properties people...
Yes, that's what I was looking at.
Okay.
This is Lucas.
Lucas, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. Is now a good time?
It's fine. However, the property that you're calling about, somehow I got two appointments scheduled for this exact same thing. We spoke, and you made the motion to carry the 25%.
Did we already do this one?
Personal... on the 3rd.
Okay, hold on. Yep, they're checking that right now. Did we already do this one? Do you remember?
That's what my staff says, we already did it.
Okay. Well, I'm not
sure. I'm fine doing it again.
Well, I appreciate that, but we don't want to get the record confused here. If we've already done this, then we don't need to make another motion. Okay, it's just a second, we're checking on it just to make sure, but you have down in your stuff, Susan, that it's already been done.
My staff told me, they said they said, we already did this one. We don't know why. And they also let Stephanie's office know. So we didn't know from there that this would come up. So.
Okay.
It doesn't have two schedules. Nothing's closed out on it.
Okay, just to confirm, I guess we can double our motion here, but just to confirm so you don't have to hang on the line here. You or the other owners of Heartland Vacations don't own any other properties in Taney County?
We do not.
Okay. And you're just asking for the mixed-use classification on this particular one because it's in a nightly rental?
Correct.
Okay. With the understanding that this may be duplicative, I'm going to make the motion that we classify this property as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
I'll second that.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. I don't know if you're going to get two notices now or not, but they'll send one out. Okay? Thank you for being understanding. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. I don't know where Jerry was looking up. Was she looking?
It's in the on your tablet. If you'll look in your deal, it's under nightly rentals and it's owner roles. And then you can just, do you know how to do it?
I do not. I was looking at a beacon for multiple properties.
No, I sent you a link that shows all my stuff.
Okay.
And you should have a folder.
Well, I think she was. I think she was actually just looking on Beacon to see if they own more than one property, because we assume that if there is more than one property under a particular corporation,
she couldn't look it up by address.
Well, she's looking at it by the name of the
They changed their names.
Well, if they change their name, we ask those questions on the record if they have other properties.
Which one is in that folder?
Can you turn it over?
But we also assume that you're going to tell us if they own more.
There should be a green.
Yep. Owner roles.
Excel spreadsheet. Owner roles.
Yep. I found it.
Okay. So when you bring it up, you should be able to do Control F and then type in part of the address, and it'll pop it up.
Okay. I'll have to log into Microsoft to do that.
But I'm assuming that for any of these that have multiple properties, you're going to tell us anyway, right?
No, I've been letting you do that because you guys want to do that.
Well.
That's why Jerry's been doing it.
Okay, I thought she was just doing. I thought you were still going to be telling us if you had. If you have information that somebody owns more than one, tell us. But I mean, if you don't,
I'll look it up today. But David, we're so swamped right now. We have 400 now.
I understand. I'm just talking about in the hearings.
Yeah.
Right here.
That's why I provided it for you.
I don't know where she's looking it up, actually. So
she's looking it up where I was trying to show.
Okay.
Jesse.
All right, you've got a handle on that now?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go on to BOE number 87. Oops.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
David and Terry, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We had you on for a 115 BOE appeal. We'll try to call you back a little bit later. Okay, Sheila's Place, number BOE 91. I assume that's probably a nightly rental. Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have you down for a 130. Is now a good time?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is.
Is this just a classification issue? Okay. And do you all only own one property in Taney County, or do you own multiple properties?
We just own one.
Okay. And this is put in a nightly rental program?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What we've been doing and may have already done in years past is that we, on the first one, we are giving a mixed-use classification, 25% commercial, 75% residential. And then if you have any other properties that you acquire after that, then they are 100% commercial. So then we consider it a business operation and you're not using them.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So
given that information, is it okay if I go ahead and make the motion on this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I would move to classify BOE 91 as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Yes.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple of days. We appreciate you. We'll appreciate you owning in Taney County. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We'll go on to... It's Trophy Run. That's probably the same thing. Looks like P. Cola LLC.
Looks like one property.
Kara, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've got you on the docket this afternoon. Is now a good time?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I just have a couple questions for you. Is this a classification issue? You have a nightly condo and a nightly rental program?
Yes.
Okay. And do you all just own the one property here, or the LLC only own one property here in Taney County?
Yes.
Okay. What we do on these, on the first one, is that we'll give you a mixed-use 25% commercial, 75% residential on the first one. If any other ones are acquired, the same owners or the LLC, then those would be commercial rate. Given that information, is it okay if I go ahead and make a motion on this particular one?
Okay, and you said 75 residential?
Correct. On the first one?
Yes.
On the first one. Okay. With respect to BOE number 92, I'd make a motion to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and we appreciate you owning in Taney County.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. We've got a Hilton Marketing Solutions. Do we have... we have a couple of them. Do we know?
Looks like they have four properties.
Do they have more?
I see four.
But it looks like they're challenging valuation. Are they challenging classification too, or just
valuation? Oh, this is, yeah, the valuation's pretty low on this. I don't, what is this, blank prop or vacant property, or what is it? BOE 73 and 74.
It's a condo.
So it's a residential condominium. They said their opinion. It says opinion of value on BOE 74 is 43,695. There's a Dennis Hilton. He's a real estate broker. I think it would benefit us to try to read this before we make the call. Have you seen this letter from them? Have you seen this letter on this one?
Did you email that, the proof? Is there evidence?
The assessor can assess every odd numbered year, so, and we've been
out. Well, there's a lot more on this too. There's a question here about, looks like he's got some comparables. Looks like there's more than one here.
Well, he's got two in the same condo unit.
Okay. Perfect. I'm not worried about his constitutional questions here, but I'd like you to see this. Before, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Here's his letter. It's only a page and a half, it's got two and a half pages, but he's got some comparables here. I don't know if you've seen any of this.
They didn't stick it in my folder, but I like them.